Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello again, pedestrians. It's Garbled Twistery, and we have just finished a wonderful QVC set of in-between election episodes. Why, yes, once again, the election year is upon us. The cycle continues. Who is going to be the first vice media candidate we're checking out for the 1816 election? Oh, looks like it's some nobody named
Simon Snyder.
Well, is this guy a nobody really? I don't know. Let's find out. So, Simon Belmont was born in the city of Lancaster back when Pennsylvania was still on that colonial grind or whatever. His dad was Antoine Snyder, and his mom was Agnesa von Kippenberg. Judging from their cool names, you can tell that his parents straight up immigrated from Germany back in the day, which isn't surprising because Pennsylvania was the number one immigration destination for the German peeps back then, you know? But yeah, his dad was a mechanic, and our boy Simon was basically raised in the Luther Vandross Church. They were also part of the Moravian Church for a bit. You know, the church that literally ended up being run out of town because nobody was comfortable with how accommodating the church was to the Native Americans. Like, you could simply tell from the fact that the Moravian Church was allowing Native Americans to choose whether to convert or not, and providing new converts housing as well, that it isn't gonna fly with the townspeople who started, you know, spreading rumors. Where was I? Oh yeah, Simon's dad. He died when, like, Simon was 15, and Simon became an apprentice so he could learn a trade or whatever. Yeah, Simon was busy all the time. But hey, he did spend his free time with his nose in a book, so there's that. Later on, he moved to some other town in the big fat state of Pennsylvania, opened up some mill, started a political career. Yep, his house is still there. 121 North Market Street. You can't miss it. Now, before we get into the political stuff, let's talk about the fam. How are things at home, Simon? Are they good? Well, I mean, they were good in 1790 because he married some girl named Elizabeth. Okay, come on, people. Come on. Can't we come up with some more original names than gosh darn Elizabeth? Seriously? Quote. Good morning, class. We have a new student today. Say hi to Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I left an open desk for you next to Elizabeth. Thank you, Miss Elizabeth. Please make yourself comfortable, Elizabeth. Now, today in class, we'll be learning about Queen Elizabeth. Unquote. I'm over it. I am so over it. But yeah, Elizabeth dies 4 years into the freaking marriage, so Simon has to take care of the kids all by himself, but that was getting pretty hard to do all on his lonesome, so he married some other girl named Kathy and had 5 kids with her, but then Kathy died like 15 years into the marriage, and then in 1814 he married someone else named Mary, and she also had spouses die on her before, so it's a match made in heaven, I tell ya. Yeah? Anyways, let's talk politics. Why was anybody even considering Simon to do vice principal stuff in the first place? Well, he started off as a justice of the peace. What exactly does that mean? Well, basically, his government job was to just hang around and make sure everybody's happy all the time. You know, keeping the peace and whatnot. Do you like the donuts? Do they need a little more cream on the inside? Or do you like them glazed? Keeping the peace, justice of the peace. He also helped revise Pennsylvania state continuity, and he seemed like a pretty cool dude. So everybody put him in the Pennsylvania House of Reps, and he even got to use the big fat speakerphone in the common room multiple times. Simon figured he was on a roll, so he ran for governor. Turns out he really wasn't on a roll because nobody freaking knew who he was, so the dude who was already governor just won it again. But it was a nice try, it was a nice try. What laws and acts did Simon pass or whatever? He did try to make it so that when civil cases come to the courtroom, they're only valid when there's more than $100 roonies on the line, so there's that. What beach party was he attending? He was hanging out with the Democrat Republicans, probably because those folks would rather skip the sunscreen, if you know what I mean. Anyways, Simon eventually tries again to be the freaking governor, and interestingly, everything works out this time. No, really. Not only that, he's able to stay the governor of the pencil place for, like, a couple of terms. So that means he was able to stick around long enough to actually, like, do stuff. Stuff like moving the capital of Pennsylvania to Harrisburg. Yeah. Yeah, this guy did that. Oh, I know what you're thinking. What about that big fat war that just happened? Simon, being the Democrat Republican he is, whose state wasn't on the front lines, was all about that war, okay? A lot of Federalists were grumpy about Simon's stance, but by the time the war was ending and the U.S. was still intact, Simon was basically like, quote, "Don't ask me for anything ever again," unquote. So I'm assuming this relatively minor character is being considered for VP simply because he put his eggs in the correct basket about this 1812 war stuff. Fair enough. Fair enough. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, a town with only fire hydrants and no people in it, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contacts section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to Patreon, find Garbled Twistery, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what gets to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the suggestion box is currently open like a Venus flytrap, so head on over there if you want an episode just for you. Anyways, next time, we're looking at a VP candidate number two. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Robert Goodloe Harper, sorry, mind fart, get high.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Let's talk about the fam. How are things at home, Simon? Are they good?